West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A 45-year-old Carrollton man remains in the Harrelson County Jail on Friday, one day after leading local law enforcement on a high-speed chase where deputies say the driver's speed reached over 120 miles per hour. According to the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched to Corinth-Poseyville Road in reference to a stolen vehicle. A couple hours later, a deputy spotted the stolen 2016 Dodge Challenger on Georgia Highway 120 in the area of Highway 113. That deputy initiated a traffic stop, and the car failed to stop and increased its speed, leading multiple deputies in a pursuit. Patrol deputies, along with members of the Crime Suppression Unit and investigators, were involved in the pursuit that went into Paulding County, Carroll County, back into Harrelson County, and then back into Carroll County on U.S. Highway 78, where the car was stopped just inside of Temple City limits when Carroll County Sheriff's Office deputies blocked U.S. Highway 78. Stephen Allen Freeman was arrested. He's facing charges of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, felony theft by receiving stolen property, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, felony fleeing and attempting to elude, plus multiple other traffic offenses. There are unconfirmed reports that Freeman stole the vehicle from his father. Villarica City Council this month to consider granting a special exception use for a unique proposal for an eatery a developer hopes to set up at 419 Main Street. Michael Rickman seeks the special exemption use permit to operate a food hall shared kitchen operation constructed using shipping containers. The developer says the containers would be structured on elevated concrete piers without disrupting the existing site. The top would be a roof deck that offers outside sitting and dining. Staff has recommended that council approve the request, stating this will be a new concept that will permit for flex space in downtown, which currently has a very high occupancy rate. A few traffic notes for you for the next several days if you plan to be driving in Carrollton. Carrollton City officials say in preparation for Christmas in Carrollton this Saturday, Adamson Square will be closed to through traffic beginning at 4 o'clock. Parallel street parking on Bradley Street will be closed after 2 p.m. Friday until the conclusion of the parade on Saturday evening. Bradley Street will be closed from Adamson Square to Hudson Mill beginning 8 a.m. Saturday. Bradley Street from the train depot to Adamson Square will be closed to through traffic at 4 o'clock. And Minden Avenue will be closed at 3 p.m. All roads will reopen following the parade Saturday evening. Also, GDOT bridge contractors have notified Carrollton City officials that they will be setting the beams on the new Highway 27 bridge near the water plant next Tuesday and Wednesday. They'll have to lift the beams from the road, therefore traffic will be impacted on both days. Drivers are encouraged to avoid that area if possible those 2 days and use Columbia Drive 113 and the bypass to get to Ingalls, Ace Hardware, or anywhere north of that area. Drivers coming from the south should consider using Columbia or Northside Drive. Well, some members of Carroll County's aggressive criminal enforcement unit believe that a more potent version of fentanyl has made its way into West Georgia.
You know, you got heroin as the base opiate, and then you got fentanyl, just another more extreme than heroin opiate, and then you got carfentanil that's like 100 more times stronger than fentanyl. So it's out there. We don't see a lot of it. I've never seen it personally. I've just heard people talking about it, and I've heard that it's in Carroll County, but once again, we've not seen it yet. But once again, that's probably going to be one of those things that, you know, fentanyl is going to be a thing of the past like heroin kind of is, and then we'll be rocking on carfentanil, you know, hopefully never, but unfortunately, it's just the nature of the beast.
Corporal Kyle Marshall was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice as ACE members discussed their efforts to keep drugs off the streets here in Carroll County. That entire program is archived online at newstalk1330.com. All day today, Southwire's Project Gift volunteers collecting your donations of new unwrapped toys that will then be shared with local families in need this Christmas.
So we need about a $10 price point, new unwrapped toys. We have been told by Toys for Tots that the age ranges that are most commonly overlooked are small children, so 0 to 1 year, and then about 16 plus. So the ends of the spectrum are most commonly overlooked.
Southwire Senior Specialist Stephanie Anderson promoting today's Toys for Tots drive, which runs until 7 o'clock tonight in the parking lot of the Carrollton Walmart Shopping Center. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.